Okay, tell me you're not in love.
It's gorgeous.
And I got a simple veil to go with it. Nothing too insane, but just a little something dad mystery.
The mystery is, how am I going to walk in it? I may need to borrow Emily's legs.
Well, I'll hem it. You're gonna rock this dress, I promise. Please try it on. Oh, wait, what about the veil?
No, that's okay. I don't want anything to detract from the dress. You did good. Your work here is done.
What about the tables? You want them to complement the dress, right? Can I please do the tables?
Knock yourself out.
Hey. Hi. Oh, go back outside. I don't want you to see the bride. It's bad luck.
Not the groom, Hannah. I'm the minister. Or officiator. Whatever.
Well, I'm styling it, so I guess we'll both be working the party.
Wait, you're gonna be there? That's weird.
Why is it weird?
Because I didn't invite any friends. I was trying to be sensitive.
Sensitive to what?
Making you sit at a small wedding with Caleb and Spencer, 2 feet from the ceremony, would you be comfortable with that?
I have no issue with Spencer and Caleb. All right? They're great together, and we're all different people now. I'm happy for them. This is happy.
Allie, what is it?
The night that Charlotte came home, we stayed up late talking, and I told her about us. She stared at me like a cat, and then she went upstairs. I could tell that she felt betrayed.
Probably more by me than you. She was her doctor.